Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Christians and non-Christians alike have often asked the same question. How can God allow bad things to happen to good people? This question often comes up following a national tragedy or a major natural disaster. This question can often run through the mind of a Christian in the face of death, especially when the dying that leads to death looks to be filled with pain and suffering. And perhaps this question has already come into your mind, either for your own death somewhere down the road or for the death of a loved one more recently. The temptation that we face in this fear is to believe that such pain and suffering is outside of God's control, since our belief is that such bad things should not happen to good people. First of all, we live in a world thoroughly corrupted by sin. It is so thoroughly corrupted by sin that St. Paul has written that there are none who are good, not even one. And when born, we rush our babies to the baptismal font as soon as possible. We call our pastors when we fall ill and when we face the prospect of our own imminent death. As a result, such suffering and pain is going to be a part of at least some of the deaths of Christians. We pray earnestly that God spare us from such a death. He may not. Secondly, this fear gains strength and traction among us when we believe that pain and suffering is the complete opponent to God's will, and that nothing good can possibly come from it. The pain and suffering that sometimes comes with death is our body's way of alerting us that something is not right. The body sends that message, which we already know to be true, that this body and this life are not operating in the way that God has set them up to do. We have a lifetime of illnesses and injuries to back that up. St. Paul most certainly understood similar pain and suffering, as did the prophet Job. Job understood that his possessions were destroyed, his children died, and his health was ruined, all by the will of God. As he most confidently said in Job chapter 1, verse 21, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And Paul wrote in Romans chapter 5, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Our reading from Hebrews chapter 11 for tonight recounts those saints of old who have suffered in many and various ways, even as God's faithful people. They suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. God did not spare them painful deaths, but he did not leave them alone either. Those saints rightly understood that even the wickedness of death, painful deaths, could not separate them from the love of God that was theirs in the promise of the Christ who would take away their sin. And about that Christ, our Lord Jesus, he too suffered a painful death. And better argued, he suffered the most painful death, caused by the burden he carried on his shoulders of the sin of the entire world. All of our sin. Thusly, he suffered the fullness of death that we all deserved by our own sins. Our Lutheran ancestor, Johann Gerhard, is the author of the book that serves as the basis for this Lent sermon series. And again, his book is titled Handbook of Consolations for the Fears and Trials that Oppress Us in the Struggle with Death. Regarding the pains of death in the light of Christ's own suffering, Gerhard writes, "If the slightest amount of bitterness be in the cup of death we are to drink, what is that? Indeed, how little is that compared to the rushing stream from which Christ drank in the way of this life for us." And Gerhard goes on to write, "There is no birth free of all pain. That bodily pain, though, will last only a brief moment. The same will be true for our deaths as well. We do well to keep close to our hearts that whatever suffering we do endure in death, our Lord has suffered even more greatly. And we find comfort in knowing that that pain is fleeting. It will not last. That too is due to Christ. For without him, without his suffering and death in our stead, we would know the pain of death forever. The pains of death would not give way to the joys of everlasting life. Thanks be to God for our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of Jesus' great suffering and death, we can say clearly with St. Paul in Romans 8, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. In the moments before his betrayal, Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And St. Matthew tells us that Jesus was sorrowful and troubled greatly as the weight of all of that moment came crashing down upon him. And he even said to Peter, James, and John, his close disciples, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death." Jesus knew what was coming. And he knew what he had come to do. Jesus knew that he must bear the sin of all the world to the cross. And he prayed that the cup of the Father's wrath over mankind's sin would pass from him if it was his Father's will. It was not. There was no other path for salvation to take. It must go through the Son, through his suffering and death upon the cross. Christ's pain in death was like no other. Thanks be to God, he did it for you and for me. And you may have witnessed the pain of a loved one in death, and you may face such pains yourselves when you die. Many of the saints did. Jesus did. But not even that. The wretchedness of death can wrest you away from the Father's hand. Jesus has suffered death, and he has been raised up from it. Jesus is death's victor. For you, his people, baptized into that name of Jesus, bearing the mark of the cross upon your forehead and upon your heart, fed and strengthened with the forgiveness of sins in Christ's body and blood, death is not the end. As Johann Gerhard has said, it is like falling asleep. Falling asleep in Jesus. And there is no better one in whom to sleep, the very Christ who is victor over death. When the time of death comes for you, because of Jesus being baptized into him, you will rest in peace until he awakens you unto life everlasting. Amen. Now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Amen.